Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning, but it's now afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and also serving Cobb County. And today I am pleased to have Miss Liddy Brown, who is the president of Speed Pro Imaging Marietta, and also Jason Rockman, who is the VP of marketing at Can Capital. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
I'm interested in hearing more about what both of you have going on. I know, Liddy, you have an event today. Maybe tell us a little bit about Speed Pro Imaging and about what you have going on this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity to be here. We are Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta, Georgia. We're located between the Big Chicken and Whitewater, the Whitewater Business Park. We specialize in large format printing, everything from your yard signs to your vehicle wraps. So if you need just about any event planning materials, if you need information for signage for inside or outside, or if you just want a banner for your young ones that may be graduating from high school or college, we can support just about any type of large format printing. So that's what we specialize in. We specialize in customer service and providing the best for our customers. Very fast turnaround and excellent quality.
I like it. And I was reading here, I like this tagline, if you can imagine it, we can print it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to say that because it's amazing what people will come in and say, well, can you do this? Can you print that? Mm-hmm. We've had things, can you print on these lids for cookie jars, cookie tins? Mm-hmm. Can you print on that? We're like, well, let's try it and see. We're able to satisfy a customer with that. You know, can you put this vinyl on my car and it really highlight my business? Yep, we can do that. So whatever that imagination is, we can help them create it and come up with the best way to promote their business or their event.
Awesome. So what is your favorite part of running your business?
You know, I think for me, the favorite part of my business is interacting with my customers. I love the fact that we invite people out to see our studio, and I try to get as many people to come by there just to see what we do and to see their face when they're looking at us like, wow, you can do that. Oh, yeah, you can do that. And just being able to talk to customers, being able to meet their a tight deadline for somebody who really appreciates it. And their event goes off, you know, flawlessly, and the artwork and the images we print look great, and they're very excited. So it's really that focus on the customer that I really enjoy the most.
So you mentioned being able to pull off printing on cookie jars. What is the most unusual thing you've printed on?
I think the most unusual, we had a gentleman come in that was trying to create an opportunity to do dart boards for like a golf dart board. So he had created this image, and it was on cork board. Mm-hmm. That he wanted to see if we could print. And the way it comes out is that we printed on there the really the layout of the holes that you're playing golf, and it's used for a dart board, and you score based on, you know, where you land on the board for the golf.
Fun.
It was pretty neat. You know, it was let's see if we can print on that type of material. And he being able to use that to then go and possibly start a business with that and create different types of dart boards with different images on it.
Well, that's got to feel great to be a part of a person's business like that.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Because I'm sure it sounds like in your industry, you really have to work on really developing relationships because you would want to be with them long term.
Most definitely. You know, for us, relationships is everything, because not only do we want them to come back for different things that may take place in their business, but we also want them to refer us to their friends and their customers, and our business grows because we get great positive referrals from somebody else. So we look at, building friends, not just customers. So want them to come in and feel at home and know that we care about them. We care about their business. We care about their event. One of the neat things that we supported, a young lady was getting married, and, you know, just to be able to have their stuff printed for them and a floor decal or something that's, you know, unique or different. But it's not so much the image, but it's the fact that it's going to enhance that wedding, and mm-hmm. they're going to feel really nice about it. So mm-hmm. we really that's enjoy great. That.
So in addition to your amazing customer service, why should people come to you?
Because we are nice people. We are very friendly, very open. We do not overpromise and underdeliver. Mm-hmm. We make sure that when we tell somebody that they can count on us, they really can. Mm-hmm. We've not let a customer down in getting them what they need, and we stand behind our work. Not everything comes out, you know, exactly the way they thought it was or what we thought they were wanting. And where we have to redo a job, we will redo that for that customer because we want them to be happy at the end of the day.
Awesome. So before we came on air, you were mentioning in a studio that before you started this business, you said it's been about 2 years?
We're in our third year.
Third year. Awesome. So you mentioned you were in corporate America before that.
Yes.
What was that transition like from corporate America to being a business owner?
Oh, wow. Very different. I spent 35 plus years in corporate. And that is a, you know, executive manager in corporate America. You've got a lot of things that are there for you. You know, you're implementing the company's goals and activities and, you know, that they want you to do. But it's amazing when you're running your own business, the things that you don't know that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And having to learn that starting off, having the right mentors. We had great support people. Little things like, oh, you've got to get your business license. Well, nobody tells you you've got to have a business license. You know, it's a difference in the city of Marietta and Cobb County. What about, you know, with your people? Do you have all your correct documentation? Mm-hmm. Things that you kind of take for granted when you're working for a big company, that a lot of those things are automatically there, that as a small business owner, you're doing everything. And you're making sure that your customers are happy and that you're billing correctly and you're collecting the revenue.
Getting your money, right.
Right, and that they're paying. So I've learned that the hard way sometimes. So those kinds of things as a small business owner, you're responsible for everything, mm-hmm. not just going out and getting customers, but you got to close that back in and you got to make sure that your employees are happy and they're showing up to work every day. And
that's important.
Very much so. and businesses, is transacting like it's supposed to. So. Mm-hmm.
So I guess by you having that experience as a small business owner, how are you able to help other small business owners?
I've had a great opportunity to talk to a lot of people. I'm involved in a lot of organizations. I'd have found that for business owners that are afraid of sales, I've been in sales all my life. And so helping them understand, you know, you've got to network, you've got to get out and meet people. You've got to do those things that are going to bring attention to your business and mm-hmm. bring people there. So I think my biggest help for folks is to be able to tell them what I learned and by trial by error, mm-hmm. so they don't have to repeat the same mistake. So I try to share as much information as I can on what I've learned since starting this business. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that helps them.
So what do you do? I know you help other businesses basically with their marketing by having these products for them. How do you market your business?
We market our business a couple of ways. One, we've got a website and we've got, your AdWords that you try to make sure people, can find you. Mm-hmm. We do have social media, Facebook and Twitter, things like that. But I will tell you, I spend a lot of time in networking opportunities, whether it's the events that I go to or the meetings that I'm in. And it's all about introducing myself to everybody. My business partner will tell you, we could be out at dinner, and if somebody just mentions something, I'm telling them who we are and what we do. So
I don't have to do that.
I do mm-hmm. not. There's no strangers in your own business. And you cannot be afraid to introduce what you do. You got to be proud of your business. You got to be proud of what you're doing.
Definitely.
And there isn't anybody that I don't talk to.
Mm-hmm. So. And I have this whole thing of if people don't know what you do, if they don't know what you offer, they're not going to know that you can help them.
Exactly.
So if you don't tell them, they're not going to know that you can actually be that resource that they or someone that they know is looking for.
Exactly. Exactly. It's funny. I was at a restaurant and we were waiting on the table. You know, you got to stand around the bar. And so I was talking to a gentleman. He was asking, well, what are you doing all that? So we were explaining kind of what we do and, you know, in our business. And there was another couple that was standing next, pretty close by, and had said, well, absolutely. So you never know who's listening to you, you know,
right,
and who's, you know, who's taking it all in. And you just don't know who needs your service if you don't ask them,
exactly,
if they don't know what you're doing.
Do you wear your Speed Pro shirt everywhere you go?
No, I don't. I don't do that. We actually have new shirts. We have our open house this afternoon for customers and potential customers to come by. Yeah. Between 4 and 7, so we all thought we'd dress up and wear our shirts.
I like those shirts. It's a nice,
so
nice
this
shirt.
Is a very nice shirt. We have one of the vendors that we use. Great quality. I'm going to make sure that I have his name when we, in case people at the studio want to know where they get them from. But
mm-hmm,
yeah, they're very great quality and they breathe. Mm-hmm. Great shirts.
I need some Business Radio X shirts like that.
Exactly. You'd like this.
Yeah, I like it. So tell us a little bit more about your open house this afternoon. What can people expect?
Well, one of the things they can expect is Business Radio X being there.
Yay!
And going to actually have an opportunity to interview people and possibly pick up some people that might want to be on the radio.
Guests, definitely.
We are going to have, unfortunately, we're not going to be wrapping a vehicle like we had expected, but we are going to have some vehicles that we did wrap so people can see what that looks like, and it's just a neat thing to see the material and how that works. Mm-hmm. We're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs, and some, you know, some chips and just some refreshments, so people can come out and just kind of see the whole place. And we just want to be able to thank our customers that are coming for the business that they've given us over the past year, and then we want to introduce to those who may not have done business, but are looking at doing business with us. We want them to be able to see not only the equipment, but our setup and, you know, and how we operate.
That's awesome to be able to actually see behind the scenes.
Exactly.
What you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It'll be fun.
So how often do you have these open houses?
Once a year.
Okay.
So far, yeah. We try to do something in the summertime once a year. Last year we did it around the holidays, for more of a Christmas, thanking our customers. But the summer, this time of year, seems to work a lot better. So mm-hmm, schedules, I think, a little bit more fluent than around the holidays. So we expect a nice turnout.
Well, I'll be there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners your location again, in case they're interested in coming this afternoon.
All right. We are located at 200 Cobb Parkway North, Suite 130. That's in the Whitewater Business Center. And the phone number is 770-693-1767.
Okay, great. Website or anything else you'd like to share?
Thank you. Yes, our website is speedpromarietta.com. That's speedpromarietta.com.
Great. Well, I will be there this afternoon. But are you going to hang around while we learn more about Can Capital?
Oh, absolutely. I want to learn about Can Capital myself.
Yeah, I think he has some great information that a lot of our listeners are going to want to hear about, right?
I certainly hope so.
You hope so?
Yes.
Well, Jason Rockman, welcome. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I am great. So can you tell us a little bit about Can Capital?
Sure. Can Capital is the largest... Sorry about that. Can Capital is the largest and really the originator of alternative finance in the United States today. We've been around since 1998, and since that time we've been providing access to working capital to small businesses across the country. And we do so as a way to help them to grow and sustain their businesses on an ongoing basis. Since 1998, we've provided well over $5 billion.
Wow.
To, a vast amount, well over 60,000 small businesses across the country, and really spanning more than 540 industries. So really, we're there to help just about any small business that's been in business for over 12 months, and in general terms has between $100,000 and $150,000 in sales per year.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I understand that you're also a small business owner.
I am.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about yours and your family's experience as a small business owner in Atlanta?
Sure. We've actually been in Atlanta for about 10 years. And about 4 years ago, my wife and I decided to take the plunge. And I'll be completely honest, while I own 50% of the company, she is really running the show. I'm there for moral support.
Girl power.
Girl power, indeed.
That's right.
I'm really there for moral support and to help out managing the finances, as well as provide some marketing support. But it's a services-based company. And, you know, if nothing else, it's given me more of an appreciation for the small businesses that Can Capital serves and helps on a daily basis. A lot of larger companies, especially in the financial services industry, focus on or say that they try and keep the customer or the small business at the center of what they do. And I can say with all certainty, as well as sincerity, that at Can Capital, we really do. It's part of my responsibility within the organization to make sure that we are, in fact, doing what we can to make it easier, more convenient to work with and have small businesses work with us. We certainly understand and appreciate what it's like to be a small business owner. Liddy, feel free to agree or disagree, but I'll go ahead and speak for small business owners in general and say literally nothing is easy. So we want to make the process of obtaining access to working capital as easy and as fast as and simple as possible.
And that's one of the things that mainly all businesses need. They need money, you know, in order to make it work, in order to start it, in order to keep it going, they need money. So I'm sure it's got to be on their top five list of issues in their business.
Yes, certainly. There's a stat out there that I just heard yesterday that I believe in the next 12 months, 30% of small businesses in general will need access to working capital. Mm-hmm. And that access or the challenge that that it has been in the past to obtain access to that working capital is really how Can Capital came to be. Mm-hmm. Back in 1998, a small business owner by the name of Barbara Johnson, who was running a Gymboree franchise in Connecticut, realized that she needed working capital, went to her bank. The bank wouldn't help her because, in essence, she wasn't large enough and she hadn't been in business long enough. So being the small business owner that she is, being tenacious and being self-reliant, she took it upon herself to really recruit her husband to help her create a company that today, 17 going on 18 years later, is Can Capital. So,
Wow,
that's excellent.
That is awesome.
The heart of small businesses and what it takes to run a small business is really at the center of everything we do. We get it, and we don't just say we get it, but it's really ingrained. It's part of our DNA.
So I have to ask, do you know if she's still involved with Gymboree?
I don't know if she's still involved with Gymboree, but she is definitely still involved with Can Capital.
That's awesome.
Her and her husband. Her husband, Gary Johnson, is actually our current chairman.
Mm-hmm. You have to appreciate someone who starts a business because they know firsthand the need. You have to appreciate that.
Absolutely. The understanding the need is one thing, and then also having the chutzpah or the guts to go out there and do it is a completely different ballgame.
That's so true.
I joke with my wife or really anybody else that is interested in starting a small business or is a small business owner. There's a million reasons why you should not start a small business.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But there's only really one reason why people do start a small business, and that is, at the end of the day, they really believe in themselves.
Definitely.
Exactly.
It's a very big leap of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because without that belief in yourself, it's not going to happen.
It's very challenging. Very challenging. Yeah.
So tell our listeners some of the options that are available as far as lending and obtaining capital for small businesses.
Sure. At Can Capital, we really pride ourselves on being able to get a view of the overall business's performance and then provide them with a solution that is right for their business. So we have several different products that we offer. We have what I'll call, for lack of better terms today, a traditional term loan where you know what your payment is going to be and when you will be done paying off that loan. We then have another product that we call our track loan, which has a little bit more flex to it. It's literally based off of your daily sales performance that is reflected in your in your card sales. So that allows, the general idea is when you're getting paid, we get paid. When you have a slower business day, our payment is essentially less.
Oh, wow.
Which is a really great feature. Mm-hmm. And then we actually have a smaller product, or a product that's right for businesses that are looking for a smaller amount, which is our POS financing program. So if you're a small business owner and you're looking to upgrade your POS system, you can come to Can Capital and we can help you with a loan. You know, it's usually somewhere around $2,500, which in terms of a business loan is not a lot of money, but it allows you to sort of make that upgrade and realize all of the benefits associated with an upgraded POS system. Mm-hmm. And start to use that as a way to move your business forward.
Awesome. And what are some of the requirements for getting this type of loan?
For the POS or just in general?
Or tell us about both of the options.
Sure. In general terms, and it's really across the board, mm-hmm. It's on average a minimum of 12 months in business mm-hmm. is what we're looking for. And then sales in or around $150,000 a year. It can certainly go less than that. It really depends on the overall health and performance of your business. So first and foremost, we really are looking at, you know, how long have you been in business? What do your sales look like? What does your bank activity look like? And certainly business owner FICO is involved or credit worthiness, but the performance of the business is really where it starts for us, gotcha. Which is a little different than some other players in the space.
Quick question. Do you provide equipment loan also for if you wanted to upgrade your equipment or add equipment to, do you use that for collateral or things like that? Or would your loan encompass an equipment purchase?
There is. So yes, you can absolutely come to Can Capital if you have a need where you want to upgrade your equipment. We can certainly consider you to be provided access to the working capital or the capital right. required for that equipment. And we do use either that equipment or really it's business assets as collateral, but the key distinguisher is that we're not using any of your personal assets as collateral, which is a big difference.
Yeah. Very big.
Right? These are small business loans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're not tapping into personal assets.
That's the danger zone.
It is. It can be.
So can you tell us why so many small business owners are turning to alternative finance companies as opposed to banks?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me start off by saying we like banks. Mm-hmm. We partner with a lot of banks. Mm-hmm. But the reality is banks have been set up to provide a much higher amount or level mm-hmm. of capital than what a lot of small businesses and small business owners are really looking for. So in general terms, you know, to obtain a business loan from a traditional financial institution like your local bank, you usually have to be in business for at least 3 years. You have to have personal, very, very clean credit. And you have to be looking for a significant amount, $250,000 and up in general terms. And if you have all of those things, there's really still a significant chance that you're going to be turned down, potentially because of your credit score. Mm-hmm. At Can Capital, again, we're able to much more quickly than a bank provide access to that working capital at much lower amounts, mm-hmm. right? So our general span of a business loan is somewhere between $5,000 on the low end and then around $150,000 or more, depending on number of locations, depending mm-hmm. on years in business, and so forth. We can also get you that money, again, in general terms, in as little as 2 business days. If you're working with a bank, it's a much longer process to get through. So we understand, again, it goes back to our understanding of small businesses and small business owners, how hectic they are. They are running their business. We want them to be able to focus on what small businesses and small business owners are really good at, which is running their business, mm-hmm. not running the gauntlet on trying to obtain a business loan.
Yeah. Running the business and running around crazy, trying to keep the business open.
Exactly. Lydia, I think the you know, your schedule just today is the perfect example.
Exactly. You know, and it's interesting when you said one of the biggest disadvantages, I think, for small business is the time it takes to go to some of the major banks and some of the locations and the amount of information they need. And you're like, well, you know, why is all that necessary? And you're putting a lot of work and effort in, and you have no idea whether you'd even get the loan or not. You know, and I think having companies like Hand Capital is a great benefit for small businesses, because that dollar amount, I just need something to make sure that we're, you know, staying even throughout the month, and not, you know, you've got to have these big spikes. And then, you know, what am I going to do mm-hmm. with this extra money that I'm paying interest on that's sitting around, because I really don't have a value to spend it at one time.
So, Lydia, you mentioned, you know, having to give so much information to the bank and not even being sure if they're going to say yes or if they're going to say no. I guess my question is, with Can Capital, I'm assuming you have other places you can go. If one person says no, maybe you can present it to another company and they'll say yes. How does that work?
You know, we do have programs that help out, but our approval rating mm-hmm. is very high, and it's also set up where we're able to give you a decision very quickly
okay.
with a minimal amount of information.
Mm-hmm.
It's all information that any business owner would have very handy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get you that decision very quickly to make it as convenient or simple as possible. It's really all about being able to provide access to the working capital that's needed in as little effort as possible mm-hmm. and as quickly as possible.
And speaking of this capital, let's talk about the small business owners, particularly in Metro Atlanta. What are they getting this money for? What are they doing with it?
Sure. I mean, in Atlanta or really any market, the purpose of working capital can be, you know, to smooth out your cash flow levels from month to month if you're seeing seasonal dips, which a lot of businesses experience seasonal dips to some degree. So just having that safety net there is really great to have, all the way to if you're a restaurant, you want to build out a patio to increase the number of seats or seating capacity mm-hmm. that you have to increase your overall revenue, replacing a refrigerator, replacing any equipment, whether it's a refrigerator, an oven, or a wide format printer. You know, it's being able to make that move really quickly,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, speed matters when you're running a business.
Definitely.
But those are really the primary areas
mm-hmm.
That we see. A lot of people focused on, certainly right now, the economy is very healthy,
mm-hmm.
looking at other different options that they have within their business to increase revenue, whether it be improving an existing or building out new locations for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And what's the average amount that a small business requests?
Sure. For us personally, it's around $44,000.
Okay.
And the average term per loan is about 14 months.
Okay.
Great. So I've heard this before, that now is supposed to be the great time to open a business, especially in the Metro Atlanta area. So you're nodding your head. You agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I feel like the Atlanta market is very healthy. I see it all around me. Really, all you have to do is look to the horizon,
mm-hmm.
and you know, construction cranes are good. Construction
yeah, they're
cranes,
everywhere.
Exactly.
They mean more and more people are coming here, and you know, certainly whether or not you're thinking about the new stadium downtown, the new stadium
in
Cumberland in Cobb mm-hmm. County, whether or not you're thinking about everything that's going on in Midtown, mm-hmm. West Midtown, the new soccer complex in Decatur. I mean, there's a lot going on in Atlanta.
It's exciting.
It is a really exciting time to be in Atlanta, mm-hmm. definitely.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us any examples of local small businesses that you have worked with here that maybe our listeners are familiar with?
You know what? I wish that something came to mind right now, and unfortunately, none do, but I can certainly follow up with that.
Okay. And maybe they might not want to know. They might not want everyone to know where they got their money.
They might not, but certainly we do have a presence in Atlanta, uh-huh. And have had one for quite some years. So again, we're a national provider, mm-hmm. and really focused on providing quick, easy access to working capital. Yeah,
and I love the story.
Thank you. You
I
know
love
what?
That
it's
story.
It's great to have an authentic story mm-hmm. like that. And when we say we're focused on small business owners, and that it is part of our DNA. So we really appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for telling your story.
Yeah, thank
telling
you.
Telling the CAN story and telling us all about CAN.
Yeah, thank appreciate you for the opportunity.
It. Of course. So please share with our listeners how they can find out more about CAN.
Yeah, I'll make it easy for folks. The easiest way is to go to cancapital.com, cancapital.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank both of you for joining me in the studio today. I appreciate it. We love to hear all the good news that's going on in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Liddy, I'll see you this afternoon.
See you this
at
afternoon.
Your open house.
All right. And
great.
Jason, please, if you have some time, stop by.
I absolutely will.
Great. Well, thank you both. This is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.